Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. We're thrilled you join us. Our hope is that these few minutes a day would make a difference in the rest of your day. Hey, if you missed Sunday, I want to encourage you to go to sugarhill.church/better and catch the replay of the message, because I'm telling you, it was an incredible message, super practical, and it's really something that can make a big difference in our lives. And so we started talking about this idea of better. And I can't think of anybody that doesn't want something to be better. And maybe your something that you want better is different than the something I want better, but we all want and we all have an area that we want to see improved. Well, today I want to talk about and just sort of dive right in and talk about what I think is the fastest path to better, more fulfillment, more peace in your life, that when you put your head on your pillow at night, you can rest well. This is hands down the fastest way to better. And the fastest way, I think, to better is through sacrificial serving of other people. Before you write this off, let me read you this one little verse from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. It says, "Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." Now, do you remember the story in Matthew chapter 6 about Mary, when Mary used her hair to rub perfume down on the Savior's toes? Do you remember that? And the disciples smelled that, and they said in Matthew 26, verse 9, "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." I mean, they were shocked by it. They're like, "What in the world are you doing?" But listen to Jesus' word. Jesus says in verse 13, he says, "I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." It's as if Jesus saw the disciples just shocked by this. And Jesus says, no. Because of her sacrifice, she's going to have great influence. Now, I don't know what the cause of all that was. I don't know if he could smell the fragrance of that sacrifice because he knew that love finds meaning in sacrifice. I mean, listen to 1 John 3, verse 16. "We understand what love is when we realize that Christ gave his life for us. That means we must give our lives to other believers." Maybe Jesus could smell that this was a fragrant offering, that this was a sacrifice to God, a life poured out like a drink offering. See, we become living sacrifices when we no longer see the waste of giving to others, and instead of seeing waste, we see the gift we give to others. See, I believe the Holy Spirit presses us towards this kind of transformation where instead of seeing sacrifice, we see opportunities to love. Instead of seeing perfume that's been wasted on the floor, we begin to see ourselves like Jesus, prepared for burial, ready to be crucified with Christ, so that, here's a great verse from Galatians 2, "so that I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." And so I don't know where you're at this week. I don't know if you're hitting and bumping up against one of those "I can't, but God can" moments. But Paul reminds us in the New Testament that God gives us the grace that's required to become living sacrifices, and he places his Holy Spirit in us to create us holy and pleasing to God. See, listen to Ephesians 5, verse 2 again. "Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." And so, my friend, today I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying that instead of seeing waste, you see an opportunity to serve, to give more, to serve sacrificially. And I guarantee you that as you do that, you will find better fulfillment, more peace, more rest in your life. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.